Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am glad you're here with us, because we got our good friend Rick Maurer back on the show. Rick is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 14 years. He's been hanging out with us. He's one of the guys who's taught us how, he is the guy, I should say, who's taught us to go beyond accepting, recognizing, and managing change to leading change. That's the thing we want to accomplish here. If you're going to be a CEO of your small business and be successful doing it, you got to learn how to lead change, and that means leading other people about that change, and he's taught us all about that. Rick Maurer, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you back. By the way, folks, Beyond the Wall of Resistance is one of his books. The other one is Why Don't You Want What I Want, which is my constant lament here in my business. Hey, Rick,
I wrote it for you, Jim.
I know, and I appreciate it very much. So, okay, Rick, what's new in the world of change? Is there anything new under the sun?
No. Actually, you know, that's a great question.
The velocity is all that's new, isn't it?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
The velocity of change. Isn't that the only thing
that's new? The
velocity
is new,
the computer's just a fancy wheel. Right?
Yeah, but we're spinning more wheels now, and that is new, and we're doing a lot more, maybe not small businesses as much, but a lot of larger business, a lot more on various continents. I had one client, and her continent, or her team, was on four continents. And this is like 100-some people. I mean, they rarely ever met face-to-face. I mean,
well, that's tough. Talk about pushing a string.
You bet. Yeah. But what isn't known, what I was responding to, is the kind of things that work to get people engaged and rolling up their sleeves, that hasn't changed. It's gotten harder to do it. But the basic principles haven't changed.
Because we're the same analog humans that we've always been.
Yes, we are. Yeah. In spite of the digital age. That's a really good statement. We are.
Well, that's the thing. That's one of the things I've been doing a lot of thinking about lately. And as you know, that's this book I'm working on is if you realize, and I keep coming back to Nesbitt, you know, Nesbitt said more high tech, more high touch. You know, he's right about that. What I keep coming back to is that we're analog beings increasingly living in a digital environment.
Yeah.
And that's creating new problems, isn't it?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, it is. It certainly is on a civility level, at the very least. I mean, I go to things with people a bit younger than me. I play in some bands.
Everybody's younger than you, Rick.
Well, that's true. So if you could speak up, Jim, I'd appreciate it. But I was playing with this band, and we'd take breaks, and almost everybody had their cell phones out, and they're doing whatever they're doing. And it was almost impossible to have a conversation with anybody. Yeah. And one of the things I like, you know, in work and as well as, you know, playing, is getting to, you know, to talk to other people about, you know, the music they're doing or the work that they're doing. And I think that gets in the way, and I think in a serious way, it gets in the way of our having conversations at work.
I was at an offsite with a client of mine not all that long ago, and there was probably 20 people around a table at this. We were literally in another, we'd traveled to another state to get away and to have some visioning time, and everybody had their phones laying on the table. They had their pads laying there, and they had their laptops in front of them, you know. And of course, some of them had work to do. They had to return an email because we were there for 2 or 3 days. But at some point in time, you know, the boss leading the thing said, "Okay, everybody, phones off, pads off, laptops closed. Let's just talk about this. You know, let's get all these distractions out of the way."
Yeah, I agree. And it's, you know, one of the places I'm finding it's really hard in working with my clients is when meetings are virtual. When virtual could be across town while somebody's out in the truck and they're, you know, having a conference.
Sometimes they're across the building.
Exactly. And it's so easy to multitask. So if you're talking and going away, you know, and I'm going, oh yeah, that's Jim again. And I go, huh, I haven't looked at Angry Birds for a while or whatever it is that might be on a computer. I mean, it's so easy in this virtual environment.
I admit I'm guilty of it sometimes.
I suspect all of us are.
Yeah.
You see a lot of listeners raising their hands right now going, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
But it makes it harder. It makes it harder to kind of get that.
To get everybody engaged, get everybody on board. And, folks, if we're going to lead change, we got to find a way to get the machine doing that. And that means the machine maybe needs to unplug a little bit. We're going to talk some more about this with our good friend Rick Maurer after these messages. 2010, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.